Mary, may I see you alone?
As soon as I feed the baby. Or is it important enough to delay that?
Feed the baby Jesus first.
Well, the baby is fed.
Sit down, Mary. Jesus is 6 weeks old now. We have very faithfully fulfilled every law and ritual applicable to Israelite babies.
Yes.
Do you, as his mother, see any difference, any appreciable difference between Jesus and any other 6-week-old baby?
No, unless it is that he is perfect physically, not a blemish on him anywhere.
Has anyone, except perhaps the shepherds, recognized or acknowledged that Jesus is the Messiah?
No. Are you beginning to doubt, Joseph?
Well, I'd hardly say that I doubt. It's just that I can't help but wonder a little.
What you are saying is that you don't understand why our priests and leaders do not recognize in Jesus the fulfillment of prophecies pointing to the Messiah. Is that it?
Do you?
No. I suppose I'd have to say that I don't understand it.
Well, Jesus is the Son of God. I have to believe that. Yet he was born in a stable among the beasts of the field. He was sent through the home of a poor family, the poorest of the poor. Why was the Son of God subjected to all these lowly, unglorious conditions? He, the Son of God, having to grow up in such an environment. These things I just don't understand. Now it is time to take the baby Jesus to Jerusalem, to be presented to the Lord, and offer sacrifice, as all Israelites must do with firstborn male babies.
You are worried about something, Joseph?
Yes, very much so. When we take Jesus to Jerusalem, what should we do about him?
Do about him?
Should we present him to the temple priests as the Messiah, or just as another ordinary baby?
The priests wouldn't believe us, even if we did tell them the truth about Jesus. He is God's son. And if God wishes Israel to recognize the baby Jesus as the Messiah, God will bring it about in his own good way. I am sure we should say nothing about Jesus being the long-looked-for Messiah.
There lived in Jerusalem a kindly, lovable old man named Simeon. Now Simeon had diligently, prayerfully studied the Scripture and believed that the time for the Messiah to come had arrived. In fact, the Spirit of the Lord had revealed unto the devout Simeon that he would see the promised Messiah.
Well, I think, my dear, that I shall stroll over to the temple. It's about that time of day, you know, when firstborn male children are dedicated unto the Lord.
You are still looking for the Messiah?
And I shall find and see him before I die.
But Simeon, how do you expect to recognize him when you do see him?
When I see him, I shall know, for the Lord will reveal him to me. I shall be back as soon as the last firstborn child has been dedicated.
Also in Jerusalem lived a very aged widow named Anna, who, like Simeon, had studied the Scripture and knew that the coming of the Messiah was at hand. She, too, went daily to the temple to pray and to watch the dedication of the firstborn. Anna and Simeon took their usual watching place out of the way of the dedication ceremonies, yet close enough to see clearly.
That family, the next in line, they are poor, and their offering consists of only 2 turtle doves. And the babe they hold, he could be the promised Messiah. The mother, her attitude, her expression, she radiates glory and inspiration. She's handing the babe to the priest. Why, he is the promised Savior, the King of Glory. That priest,
He holds the Son of God before the altar, just as he would hold an ordinary child. Little does he realize the babe he holds is the one greater than Moses, that he is the Son of God. He's handing the child back to his mother. I must see him closer, hold him in my arms, and present him to God. Pardon me, your babe. May I hold him?
Surely you may. Here. Oh,
blessed be thou, O God, and this thy son. Lord God of Israel, now let me, thy servant, die in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
What does he mean, to lighten the Gentiles?
As for thee, thou mother of the Savior, blessed be thou and thy husband. Behold, this thy child is set for the falling of and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
O Israel, give thanks unto the Lord, for this day is the plan of redemption revealed among us. I shall go out into the streets and by-places of Jerusalem and tell the people of this child, make known to them that their salvation is come. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Again, blessed be thou, thou mother of the Savior. Favored art thou above all women of earth. I too must hasten forth and herald the coming of the greatest event this old world has ever known.
Can you explain to me, Joseph? Do you have any idea what they meant? The shepherd said that Jesus would be a blessing to all the world. And now that nice old man said that Jesus would be a light to lighten the Gentiles.
Well, perhaps it's just that we don't understand the full meaning of his mission to this world.
Surely he shall be king of Israel, occupy the throne of David.
Oh, yes, we can be sure of that. But his true mission could be more far-reaching than merely an earthly king.
Oh, I don't know, Joseph. I know only that my son is a sweet baby, that he is the Son of God and shall be a blessing to Israel. Beyond that, I don't know. Only time will tell.